Blackstone Audio presents Voyagers 4, The Return by Ben Bova. To Barbara and Marlene, the dynamic duo. Forget the myths you've heard about the White House. The truth is, they're not very bright guys. All the President's Men. Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. Prologue. The starship had come from beyond the beyond, ending its pilgrimage through space and time, back at the place where its journey had begun. Keith Stoner came back to his homeworld, but it was not the Earth he had left. The coastlines were noticeably altered. The North Polar Sea was almost entirely clear of ice. It looked so tantalizingly similar, but it was a different world. Most disturbing of all, its history was subtly different. Worse still, the people of Earth were ignoring him. Politicians, world leaders, even the scientists did not answer his greeting. He had known from the outset that he would have to approach them carefully, gently. He did not want to alarm them and rouse their deeply rooted xenophobic fears. But his messages were ignored. They were doing their best to pretend that he did not exist. And there lay the danger. They were all in peril. Both the star voyagers and all those who lived on the crowded, brawling surface of the planet. Life itself was at stake. The brief candle was already flickering, failing. Puzzled, frustrated, Stoner decided to try a different kind of message. They won't be able to ignore this, he thought. But he wondered if that would be right.